Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We are a week away from Thanksgiving, and if you're on a budget, we'll talk about some great bundles to look for. TSA might soon hit you with the $18 oops fee, plus big shakeup in Lakerland. And you're not imagining it. LA traffic is brutal. And a new study backs it up, like we needed it. Hi, and welcome, everybody, back to the LA Local for Thursday, November 20th, 2025. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy of Family Dealerships. I'm your host, Vivian Leneau-Gabriel. All right, we're heading into Thanksgiving week. Are you prepared? If you're on a budget but still want a nice spread for Thanksgiving, we got you covered. Margaret Carrero takes a look at the best affordable meal bundles.
In my opinion, what you've got is you've got Aldi for the, if you don't mind a frozen turkey, in my opinion, what you've got is you've got Aldi for the best assortment. There's 23 products at Aldi, and for the cheapest bird, it's Amazon.
That's supermarket guru Phil Lempert. He says Target's Thanksgiving meal bundle has the most expensive bird at 99 cents a pound, and as mentioned, Amazon's is the cheapest, 49 cents a pound for a butterball. Now, not everyone has a big family or is planning to have a lot of people over. So is there one bundle that's better than the other for a smaller crowd?
So the interesting thing is a lot of these bundles are for 8 to 10 people. With the exception of Target, they're going just for 4 people. So if you have just a few people, you might want to shop at Target.
And all of them require cooking. They're not pre-made. What about big box options? How much are those going for?
Well, with the big box options, Costco is about $250. And what's interesting there is they have an Amish-raised turkey. It's shipped to you. It's free range. So from a taste and quality standpoint, I like Costco, but if you want to go cheap, Sam's Club is good. But keep in mind that the turkey at Sam's Club, while it's just $100 for 10 people, is hickory smoked. So if you don't like that hickory smoke flavor, you know, I'm not sure Sam's Club is going to work for you.
When it comes to the per person price for the lower cost options, you've got Aldi, Amazon Fresh, Ralph's, and Target coming in at or just below $5. Walmart is the outlier at $7.
For those big spenders out there, what are your options? If you'd like to throw a little more money at your Thanksgiving meal bundle, Margaret Carrera is going to have that version for you tomorrow. All right, so if you show up to the airport without a real ID or passport, TSA might soon hit you with an $18 fee. Why? Well, because they'll run you through a new biometric ID check kiosk before letting you anywhere near the security line. The fee covers the new tech and lasts about 10 days. So if you forget your ID twice in a week, you only pay once. There's no guarantee you'll breeze through, though, because TSA says that you could still face delays or extra screenings because of it. The rule isn't official yet as the government takes public comment on the proposal. The clock's ticking for anyone who wants to buy Warner Bros. Discovery, because the bids are due today. Comcast and Netflix are all expected to make offers. The prize, some of entertainment's crown jewels like HBO, CNN, and the Warner Bros. Studio. LA Times senior entertainment industry writer Meg James says the big players are circling because there's a lot of competition.
You know, you have Apple, you have Amazon, and you have Netflix, which are drawing huge swaths of the viewership. And so the legacy providers, you know, the NBCs, the CBS, which is owned by Paramount, and the Warner Brothers are really struggling in their businesses. They're still making, you know, gobs of money, but they're finding it much more difficult to compete. So what we're looking at is some type of a consolidation with Warner Brothers.
Paramount's the only one that's actually made an offer so far, but Warner says the price needs to be a little bit better. So they're like, no thanks, we'll wait. Warner's board wants a deal by the end of the year. All right, so some big changes in the Lakers front office. Joey and Jerry Buss, the two youngest children of the late Jerry Buss, have been fired. This comes shortly after the Buss family sold their majority stake in the team to Dodgers owner Mark Walter. Jerry Buss bought the Lakers in 1979, and the family owned the team up until this year. They still have a minority stake in the team, though, and Jeannie Buss remains in the team's front office. In a statement, Joey and Jerry said, "We are extremely honored to have been part of this organization for the last 20 seasons. Thank you to Laker Nation for embracing our family every step of the way. We wish things could have been a little different with the way our time ended with the team. At times like this, we wish we could ask our dad what he would think about it all." All right, so as if we needed more reasons to, you know, complain about certain things, LA County says dengue virus is in mosquitoes here, and so they're stepping up inspections and treatments. The first infected mosquito was found in Sun Valley, where several human cases have already been reported. Officials say the overall risk is still low, but crews are going door-to-door checking yards for breeding sites and applying targeted treatments to knock down mosquito populations. They're saying it's a good idea to dump standing water, use bug spray, and get tested if you have symptoms like high fever, severe headaches, or rash. All right, oftentimes when people think of LA, they think of great weather, the beach, and congested roads. And they're not wrong. The traffic here in LA, it's not just bad. It's breaking its own records. A new study says congestion here is actually worse than before COVID, which feels like a personal attack on anyone with a commute. Me. Research found that drivers are now wasting more than 130 hours a year just sitting in gridlock. That's six full days. Six! Sorry about that. Okay. Six full days of staring at brake lights, listening to true crime podcasts, and questioning every life choice that led you to the 405 at 5 p.m. So if you feel like you're aging in dog years on the freeway, don't worry. It's not you. It's LA. Experts say practice deep breathing to calm your nervous system and maybe just accept the situation. Acknowledge that the delay is happening and getting upset won't change anything. All right. That's all I got for today's LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Have fun in traffic. Remember, deep breaths. Acknowledge the situation's not going to change, and everything's going to be fine. All right, I'll see you guys next time. I'm Vivian Lanoue-Gabriel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.